Good morning. Today we are going to ask a very fundamental question in the Shita of the Rokeach. What's the Shita of the Rokeach? Then in order to do Nefilas Apayim, to bend down during Tachanun, we require that there be a Sefer Torah. That is the Rokeach. And in fact, the Ramah brought that in Shulchan Aruch. He says that we need a Sefer Torah in order to do Nefilas Apayim. And we had a discussion, do you also have an Aron Kodesh? Does the Sefer Torah have to be inside the Aron Kodesh? But fundamentally, the key, according to a number of poskim, is to have a Sefer Torah. Even if it's not in the Aron Kodesh, if there's a Sefer Torah, you do Nefilas Apayim. If there's no Sefer Torah, you do not do Nefilas Apayim. And that is the Minhag of Ashkenazim. So our next question is, how about if you don't have a Sefer Torah per se, but you have other Sfarim? For example, you're in a shul, the Sefer Torah is not there, it is out being fixed. Or you're in a base medrash, there's no Sefer Torah, there's no Aron Kodesh, but it's full of Sfarim. Is it enough to have Sifrei Kodesh full of Judaica, or is that not going to be sufficient because it's not a Sefer Torah? So the Shiari Knesset HaGdola, a major commentary both on the Beis Yosef and the Tur, says as follows, when the Rokeach told us that you need to have a Sefer Torah, he's coming to exclude Ella Bebayi She'ein Sam Sefer Torah. He's talking about in a house, in somebody's personal abode, somebody's personal dwelling. If there's no Sefer Torah, then you cannot do Nefilas Apayim. Specifically, and only a Sefer Torah being there would permit us to do Nefilas Apayim. Aval Bebeis HaKnesset She'yeh Sfarim Likras. However, if you're in a shul, and there are Sfarim there, afilu ein sham Sefer Torah, even if there's no Sefer Torah, there are no flim abonayim, we do Nefilas Apayim. So the Shira Knesset HaGdola says, has a big chiddush here, that this din of the Rokeach, and that's brought in by the Ramah Shulchan Aruch, that we need a Sefer Torah, that applies in somebody's house. If you're in somebody's house, you need a Sefer Torah to do Nefilas Apayim. Sfarim are not going to suffice. However, in a shul, and maybe in a base medrash as well, even just having Sfarim, even in the absence of a Sefer Torah, will be sufficient in order to enable us to do Nefilas Apayim. That is the opinion of the Shiari Knesset HaGdola. Now, we must say that there are a number of poskim that fully disagree with that. For example, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says as follows, there's no Nefilas Apayim unless there is a Sefer Torah. Sfarim do not suffice. And the Kaf HaChaim for Sfaradim brings a number of poskim who disagree with the Shiari Knesset HaGdola. Sfarim do not suffice. Even in a shul, you need specifically a Sefer Torah. For example, the Dvar Moshe and the Eliyahu Rabba are of that opinion. The Mishnah Berurah brings that indeed this is a machlokes, a Sfarim. Do Sfarim suffice? Or do you need specifically a Sefer Torah? The Or Zeruah and the Derech HaChaim say, lo yipol al panav, you cannot do Nefilas Apayim. We say the text of the Tachanun, but we don't do the Nefilas Apayim. On the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah also brings that there are those that disagree that Sfarim suffice. Now, he does bring in another side point, that in a place that you do have a Sefer Torah, everyone agrees that you do Nefilas Apayim, even somebody davening in his house, be a chidus by himself, a Sefer Torah does it. No problem with the Sefer Torah, even at home, you do Nefilas Apayim. But the machlokis is, if you don't have a Sefer Torah and you have Sfarim, does that suffice? And the Mishnah Berurah indeed says that is a machlokes. And one last opinion we'll bring, the Sefer Orchas Rabbeinu says that the Kehilas Yaakov, that's the stipler, that's the father of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the stipler himself would do Nefilas Apayim even in his own room at home without a minion, it because he had Sfarim there. As long as he had Sfarim, he relied that that is sufficient to do Nefilas Apayim. So at the end of the day, we have three fundamentally different opinions on this. The most extreme, on one side, the most extreme is that you need a Sefer Torah. This is the classic Rokeach, and this seems to be really the kashrus of the Rokeach, that you need a Sefer Torah in order to do Nefilas Apayim, and without a Sefer Torah, you cannot do Nefilas Apayim wherever you are. It doesn't matter. The Sefer Torah is required. Then we had a different view that that is applies, that Rokeach, that you need a Sefer Torah, that applies specifically when somebody is at home. But when somebody is in shul, said the Shiari Knesset HaGdola, indeed, you do not need a Sefer Torah, you need only Sfarim. And then the most lenient on this, was the stipler gone, the stipler who was of the view that Sfarim work, even if you're not in shul, even if you're at your home, even if you're davening by yourself, as long as you have Sfarim, that will suffice in order to do the Nefilas HaPaim. Have a wonderful day.